This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Yes, I talk a lot about having the right thing to say. I do love it when someone has the right words for a tough situation. And I also talk a lot about the TV show Game of Thrones. Just about every situation reminds me of something from Game of Thrones. And here's a combination of these two subjects that I love. I recently heard an example of someone having the right thing to say in a way that seemed very useful in many situations. In the case I'm thinking of, this person was planning her wedding, and she decided who would be in the bridal party. And for whatever reason, someone who thought that she should be included was not included. And that woman said to the bride-to-be, in a kind of threat or ultimatum, "Well, if I can't be a member of the wedding, I'm not coming to the wedding at all." And the bride-to-be said, "Okay, I respect that." I thought this was a brilliant response. It didn't lead to a fight. It didn't affirm or criticize that position. It didn't invite more discussion. It was just a simple, straightforward acknowledgement of the fact that this guest had the right to do what she wanted. When we say, "I respect that," we show respect without getting into the weeds of whether we approve or disapprove. And here's where the same idea comes up in a slightly different way in Game of Thrones. And spoiler alert, I'm going to talk about a major plot point, so be warned. It happens in the extraordinary scene when Tyrion is escaping from King's Landing, but he stops to confront his father. For Tyrion's whole life, his father has bitterly resented and mocked him. Now Tyrion is holding up a crossbow as he speaks to his father, and at the end of this scene, he does shoot and kill his father. In this conversation, I thought Tywin, the father, used these words in a brilliant way to try to diffuse his son's anger. His words don't work. He does get shot and killed. But nevertheless, I thought this response was remarkably skillful.
"This is how you want to speak to me? Shaming your father has always given you pleasure, hasn't
it?" "All my life, you've wanted me dead."
"Yes. But you refused to die. I respect that."
Sometimes a simple acknowledgement of respect is a good way to end a difficult conversation. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.